ויקח קורח בן יצור בן קור, ויקח קורח בן קורח בן יצור, בן קורח בן לוי, ודוסן ואבירום, ואליוב, ואין בן פלט בן ראובן. So it tells us the parasha of Korach, Chol HaKosoi, שרחמון לצלן, אין להם חלק, לא אין להם פה, they got swallowed up, was destroyed from the face of the earth. What am I just telling me? Yeah. They were swallowed from the face of the earth. And they were destroyed. Medrash Rabbah, that it has been Tanchuma, tell us there was a smichus between this parasha of Korach and the parasha beforehand. Before we get to that, the ma'aseh of is a terrible thing. It's rather we have to understand the amkus of the chet of Korach. It was so terrible. The avadim was choyel the poshim shad made machloikas, a terrible thing. The chometz chayim at ma'aseh. There's a lot of the Torah that we said, "Lo yitiyeki korach v'achadoso." Don't be a bal machloikis. Terrible. Avada korach went to be chodek on Moshe Rabbeinu, which is also terrible. Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader in Avada. But lemaisa, there were others that complained against Moshe. What was it? In the chait of Korach that required him to be wiped off the face of the earth. People died in a way that even the Meraglim and the Misa Mishuna, the Korach's death was very interesting in the fact that Korach died by being swallowed up by the earth. The earth opens up, takes Korach the Osoi and pulls them in, and there is no remnants of them. Why Dafka is that chosen to be the way that Korach had to be punished and destroyed? From it. I think it's something that's very, very important for us to understand the chait of Korach in a very, very important way, which hopefully will give us chizuk and also will teach us an important lesson. The Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, it's interesting, Zach. Korach makes a picks of battle with Moshe Rabbeinu, but the way he picks the battle is also interesting. Chazal tell us Korach came along, and that's what we were saying before. The Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma tells us there's a smichus between the parsha of Korach and the parsha of Tzitzit. Stop mentioning that, right? If the parsha of Tzitzit, we go into the parsha of Korach. Maxi Lamalman in the Vosulam Tzitzit, Kofatz Korach, Va'omel Moshe. Korach jumped up and he said to Moshe, Talis Shakula Trelis, a talis that's full of trelis, the whole thing made out of trelis. Mao should they put him in Tzitzit? Moshe Rabbeinu. Should we put him in Tzitzit? Chayim in Tzitzit. Amalokha Yeves. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Chayim in Tzitzit. I'm like, Tal Shakul Trailers, and it tells us Azma. Azma, Tal Shakul Trailers doesn't part of itself. Arbachutin Poetin Oisoy, Arbachutin Poetin Oisoy, the whole Talus is made of trailers. Why should it part of itself? Bais Molly Svarim, house full of Svarim. There's a part of a mezuzah. Ain't a part of it. It says Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Chayv Mezuzah. call it Torah Kula, Reisha Ayin Hei Parish, and the Potesis Abai. You have all the Parish of the Torah in the house. Doesn't Pai have one Parish on the door? So maybe they started to make a machlokes. We have to understand over here, by side, that Koyrach was about machlokes. But the Maisa, it's a Pella de Gazach. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. And he said, you should know, the Bereshim told me that only one you're going to go take these pans, they're going to put a Ketores in them, but only one person's Kaddish. Only one person's Kaddish. No one else is going to survive. Chazal asked an unbelievable question. It's a Pella de Gazach. What happened to Koyro? Koyro was a very, very smart individual. And yet, in fact, Rashi below Tipshin Hoyu, they weren't foolish people. Shkach Hisra, Mekibel of the Kar, Hashem, through Moshe was master, he warned them that not everybody's going to be survived. Whoever's supposed to be is going to be successful. It's going to last, it's going to survive. The rest of the people who are trying to make machloikas are going to be wiped out. So Rashi is, Koyach is Bikeach. He was this very smart individual. What happened? What happened to Koyach? That he was warned by Moshe Rabbeinu. And with everything, he didn't do tshuva. He didn't come to the realization. He didn't come to the understanding that, what am I doing? Wake up, Koyach. You know, a guy can have a whole plan. He could want to. He could want to be this. He could want to be that. He could make a macho. He can make a machloikas. Okay, he has his own. You know, like people say, to each his own. But now comes the final moment. It comes, you know, the final hour, and now comes time with a warning from Moshe Rabbeinu, a warning from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu. That you're not going to live anymore. You're going to be wiped out. All the people around you are going to be wiped out. I mean, doesn't he have to be a chas v'shom? It's a fool. How can he continue? You're right. Kozman was very nice. He was arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a very big man on campus. He was arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu and saying, I'm done. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu said, say that. He didn't have a machloj. He said, say that. I'm just telling what the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You think I mean myself? Well, let's see. So Koyach continues the machlokes. Not only he, 250 Rosh Sanhedrias, Chazal say, 250 heads of Sanhedrin, they continue the machlokes against Moshe Rabbeinu. I say it's a devot of a pella of a otzu. How could it be such great people? Scary. These parishes are very scary, but I say, Chetam Araglim, Shush Nesiyim, they fell. Koyach Vahadoso, they fell. But I say, Ein Lam Chayach Lam Abo, wiped off the face of the earth. The fact that people, like I said before, arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, asked Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't find it as bad. Koyach, and the fact that Koyach warns him, he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't turn around, he says, doesn't admit, continues in his way, and he leads other people to the brinks of H-E-L-L. What's the shadow? So Phineas Daita, the shadow over here, but he says very omuk. But the pshat is a Koyrach had a shita. Rashi explains the beginning of parasha, you know, that he felt he was gypped out, he had kinah. Okay? Other people had kinah in the past. Other people had kinah. The problem with Koyrach is Rabbi Yisai. He took it a step further. Because of the kinah, he started to make a late sonus of the whole inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu and the whole inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. And he started to make fun. He started to poke fun at something very, very serious. The problem with Koyrach is Chazal Barish and the Medrash Tilm, the Shoshan Rizal tell us to say, oh, because Medrash Tilm, we need to speak about Pashas Koyrach. Ulemoshav leitzam lo yoshav, Ashrei ha'ish, Shaholach ba'atas, Shaholach ba'atas v'shom, Ulemoshav leitzam zu Koyrach v'adosa. Zu Koyrach v'adosa, Asher lo yoholach ba'atas v'shom, Ulemoshav leitzam lo yoshav. Koyrach v'adosa the midah that led to the big downfall of Avadim Machloikes. But what led to the big downfall was the Leitzonus. Was the joking around? Was the poking fun? Was it not treating serious the Inyurus? And as the Basil Shom tells us in Perakei, and Rashi Ben says in the Forge of this week's Parashah that that's how the Rosh is on Hedris. What happened to them? Rashi says, the whole night he was making different leitzonos. Koyach. But the owning of the talis and the begging molly, the babayis molly svarah, but it was also leitzonos against Moshe Rabbeinu. And when you have leitzonos, Rabbeinu, a person gets hooked in leitzonos, there's a tremendous danger. And what's the danger of us? I want to be masberet. See, the Shom is masberet. And another way that it pushes off all the kochos of Musa, anything that wants to penetrate, it knocks it away. But I want to masberet a knetcher of us. I said, someone told me to change my tzaddik, also this board, I think better tzaddik. A late of us is oisios tzel. Late is oisios tzel. That's what late is, oisios tzel. What tzel, Rabbi Isai? Tzel is a shadow. That's what tzel is, a shadow. The problem with the late is that he makes a shadow. He makes a shadow of what the real thing is. Meaning, he's very superficial and he doesn't take the thing and understand it on its level. He doesn't understand the truth of something, or maybe he does, but he's making fun of it, and he's being moved the erech. He's taking away the value. He's removing the value of the chayfetz, of the dover, of anything that he's discussing. He's reducing the value of it. And when a person reduces the value of something, he's not seeing it in its true light. He's not seeing the emes. But it's more of us. When a person makes fun and pokes fun and jokes around at something and anything in this world, what he's really doing, when he's devaluating something that's its true erech, its true value, what he's really doing is he's removing the midas ha'emes from the world. He's removing the midas ha'emes from the world. We know that when Korach fell into the pit, Rabbi Isai, Chazal tells what's he screaming there till today? Moshe emes v'sei rosa emes. He's removing the midas ha'emes. So the universe, Rabbi Isai, that's the chesaroi of Leitzonis. Leitzonis is a steerer to emes. Is a steer to truth. It's a steer to understand its true value. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a melchom against Hashem Yisborach. Not with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu stood for Hashem Yisborach. He's melchom against Hashem, against truth. And therefore, he has to be removed from the world. Because in this world, Rabbi Yisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his stamp in this world that everything that he created has a truth to it, has a value to it. And when you come into this world and you devaluate it, you make it a world of sheker. You try to make it a world of sheker. You have no place in the world. There's no mokum for you. You have to be dissolved from the world. The Kol Harisha Kula Kaoshen Tichla. it has to go be a zal. That's why it's very geschmack to understand how the Gemara Megillah Rabbi says at the end of the third pair, Kol Leitzanusa is a surah chutz, and it's on his davul zara. Because over there, when you're making fun of it, forget you're giving the more emes to it. Because that's what it is. People are giving true value to it. When you devaluate avodah zara, you are the emes being truthful. You are the emes giving truth and emes to it. And therefore, it's mutter, it's not only mutter that you're supposed to make fun of avodah zara. Because it has no value, better. The problem is people are giving it value. But we make sense of everything in this world. We joke around. Ah, what's that? When people joke around, sit here by, I don't want to say an all yeshiva, that happens. But they sit there by Shachris, and somebody walks up to the Torah, and Shkoyach, it's very Shkoyach for your rendition. You need it very much. We like to hear your voice. But the problem is, what they say, people make fun of getting aliyah to the Torah, treat it properly. People joke around, drink shachris, make fun of our mains, yesh mei rabbis, and this and that. What are you doing? You're devaluing someone that has so much truth, someone has so much value. And you're being shekia, you're being a kirk of shekia to the world. And you're creating a mazav that things that are truly so precious, so valuable, so important. Rechmona Litzlan, people don't treat it that way. And people come to shuls Rechmona Litzlan, in different places. They see people joking around, making fun of the Baal Kore's voice, making fun of the rabbi. You hear the rabbi's drasha this week? Said the same thing last week. See the rabbi? He just touched his ear. Blew his nose. They make fun of the rabbi's pants. A little too short. You went, what? The flawed rabbi this week? Someone makes fun of the rabbi or the rabbi's drashah. So you know what that does? That devalues. Devaluates the person in the person's eyes, the community's eyes. They can't make kavod for this person anymore. This person has no makom, has no koyach. But it's not only the fact that it can't affect, that this is shams you saw it. You took away the emes from the bria. What the rabbi is saying is emes, yeah. What the rabbi stands for is emes, yes. What the rabbi is trying to preach is emes, yes. And what did this guy just do when he poked fun of the rabbi? Evaluated. And a lot of times he has a personal agenda over here. He knows, because last week the rabbi told him to be shush, doing Shemona Esrei, doing Kriyas HaTorah. So he has to get back at him. But what did you just do? You brought a sheker to the world. You brought sheker to the world. Leitzon is one of the worst needs, what we said. Because it's a shadow of the truth. It shadows the truth. And it destroys the yisoid of the bria. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to create this world. He threw down the emes, Chazal say, that we should be able to exist in this world. That the world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we should realize that everything has purpose. Everything has meaning. Everything has its place and everything has its time. That's what the Mishnah says in Avos. Don't shame, don't make fun. Don't put down anybody. Shein l'cho adam, shein l'isha. Everybody has their minute. What does that mean? That he was created for that minute. That's his minute. If you make fun of him, you devalue shein. He has no mokoi. That was the destruction of Korach. That's when he had to be swallowed up by the earth. Because he can't have a mokoi here. Because everything in this world has a mokoi. And this is so important, Rabbi Yisai, for us. We go back into the world out there. We're going to go back to America. Now we're going on to the Zmanim. And we were in Oyudlo. We were in a small Beis Medrash now where we were trying to preach emes. We were trying to give truths. Trying to oisik in truths. And we're going back to a world that the whole world, Rabbi Yisai, is involved in Leitzanis. Everything's Leitzanis of Pesach. The most popular thing today are jokes, comedians. There's nothing wrong with laughter, but poking fun at things, when the objective is to take away the value of it, that is something that we have to run like fire from. Because when it's not, when we make something less important, less serious than it really is, So it takes away the whole brand, it takes away the whole chiyus of that dava. And the ruts are destroyed to it. You're going back to a place they're gonna make fun of it, Ben Toy, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom, there are people that admire him. And they might make fun of it, Ben Toy, what are you doing with your time? Sitting on a bench, rubbing it out. Get off the bench already. Get to an executive chair. Make some money, do something with your life. Like me, look what I was able to buy, nice suspenders. Look what I've accomplished my life, young lad. What are you doing with your life? And that line just devalued the whole Indian of what Torah means to us. We know it's the most greatest possible thing in the world. That there's no greater thing than a person who's Isaac Batayr. And when he devalues, when a person devalues the whole Yiddishkeit, when you remember, oh, what the purpose of this world of Isaac is for, he's not making a machloikes, he's making a machloikes that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a top purpose for this world, that everything has purpose. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a tafkin in this world to bring out Void Shamayim. And he's making a tzel, a litzonis, a shadow of it. That's not really the purpose. Hashem brought us into this world to make money. And lots of it. Hashem brought us into this world to learn how to play golf. To have a membership to a good golf club. Into your 90s, you can still be golfing. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into the world for. They're preaching about HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to this, to eat in restaurants. But we know this is sale. It's honest what they're preaching. Because there's no shaykhs to our tafki, to the purpose, the real purpose of Hashem. But that's the scary part of us. Because the whole world's out there. The whole Yisoid Leitzonis. It's honest. Make fun. But you know why they're making fun of Isai? You know why they're making fun of it? This week's parasha. Jealousy. When you're jealous, and the Isai, it's very, very deep. Why does a person make fun when he's jealous? Because what does jealousy come from, Isai? Jealousy comes because I'm not mocking who I am. That's why you're jealous. I'm not mocking who I am. What's my purpose? What am I supposed to do? I'm jealous that why aren't I like him? So what do I do in order to get rid of those feelings of jealousy, of I don't feel as good as that person? I make fun of him. I put him down. I put his place down. I devaluate him. But what's it coming from? Because I don't realize my true value. Kina is somebody doesn't recognize, we don't recognize who we are. We don't recognize our koiches. We don't recognize our gewaltigkeit, every single one of us. And therefore, while we look at somebody else, we're jealous. So what do? We devaluate him. We say, oh, he's not so chashim. That Rav, that Talmud, not so chashiv. What does he know so much about it? How much does he know? What's the purpose? Because we don't truly value ourselves. That's what the jealousy comes from. And all these people make fun of the Ben Torah, but it comes because they're jealous of that what we've accomplished. It comes not because they really feel it's true, they're jealous, they understand that we're taka, doing something great. And they should be doing better. And they could be doing better. And maybe they can learn more and do more about his Hashem. But instead, let's devaluate that. Let's put it down, make it a low on the totem pole. Make something else much higher. That was the chesaron of Ibikur. Kur wasn't happy with his spot. Kur didn't realize he's godless. Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. So the Chaskul Sarna, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. He was telling Levi, you have so much. What do you need more? You have a mokoin. You have your godless. You have your position. You have your tafkin. What are you asking more of? Kashtim Gam Kahuna, that's not your place. That's not who you are. When Yichas Kusana once got up in the basement, he said to the Talmud, to the Yeshiva, Rav Lachem, you have the greatest, don't look for more. You have your mokoin. You have your place. Don't be jealous of the other place. If you know who you are, if you value who you are, you don't have to look for anything else. The Kirk wasn't happy with himself. And therefore he put down everything else. He was saying here, there's a Muriyadika Koyach, a Muriyadika message, a Muriyadika charge to take back with us from Venezuela. We have to go back now to Chutzlar, to wherever we're going, if we're staying here, out into the world, and take whatever we got in Yeshiva. Do you see this? The lessons, the Gemara, the Sugis, the Musa Shmuzin, the Halacha. We have to take it back and first realize who we are, what we've accomplished, and what we've worked on to make ourselves into somebody of value. And to walk around feeling proud as we go back to Chutzlars, wherever we go, to feel proud. Baruch Hashem Yeshiva Bacha. You don't have to walk around and see a Baal Bas with those red suspenders. Man, what do you do for your living? And what do you do for a living? Eat. I'm sitting and learning Torah. And keeping the world going. Oh, that's what the rabbis tell you. Leitzonis! HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the koyach of the whole breeze in our hands. We got the whole world in our hands. The whole world is controlled. And oh, that's what your Rebbe told you, yeah? Oh, son, let me teach you about the birds and the bees. Let me teach you a little lesson on life from a man, a very successful man. Come, let's sit down. He had to burp up his steak, just 1 minute. Let me teach you what life is about. Let's look at me. Divorced 4 times. But I can tell you, I have a big understanding of marriage now. Of course you do. Anybody's married 4 times, a very big understanding of marriage. I'm a very successful business, what do you mean? You two babies been caught on fraud. Let me teach you about life, son. What's the most important thing in life? What's success? If you drive a Maserati and you have a nice $650 tie. How much is your tie worth, his young son? $7. I got 3 for $10. Yeah, but look at my socks. $250 socks. One sock. Yeah, it's $500. That's success. I can walk around wearing $500 socks. The same smell comes from those socks also. No different from my $2 socks. If you don't know how much my underwear goes for, online. That's what they're bragging about. They're talking about their underwear and their socks and their ties and their shoes. Grown men at 50 and 60 years old bragging their success in life because they wear $250 pair of socks. And I have Prado, whatever shoes, $850, just a buckle. See the buckle? Oh, it fell off. $850 when I had the buckle on the shoe. That's success. Leitzonus! That's measure of success. What's the raya? I'll bring you 50,000 people who made their money from winning the lotto. Well, who knows how they got their money? That's success. No raya for success. Success if you became a changed person. If you developed your midos. If you're a good person, you're a kind person, and you follow the Ribbono Shel Olam's ratzon in this world. That's success. So we have to go back to America, but so we're going proud. We have to go back feeling that when we learn Torah, we're the top of the universe. And that everybody around us should give us, and if they're not giving us, they're jealous. Should give us, to lift us up on a chair, and be proud of us. And thank us for giving bracha to the world. And praise the Ben Torah, who's sitting and learning in the best years of his life. He could be known. And there he is working on sugyas and working on himself and working on his midos. Who works on that midos today, everybody? You know when we work on our midos every morning of Gemara, the sugyas and Gemaras. The God that tells us to talk about it, the shmoozing that we come to, we're working on our midos, we're working to become better people. Who's out there doing that? They're out there trying to beat out their neighbor, just being Isaac and bad midos, greed and jealousy, and who knows why the voice are. And we're sitting and working on ourselves. Is there anything greater than that a human being could do? Let's not devalue it. Let's not make like sonus. Let's understand it in its truth. Because if we don't, Rachman al-Nitzlan, that's what Korach came to. He didn't appreciate, he didn't value who he was, what his position in Klal Yisrael was. So he went to devalue somebody else's position. And for that, there was no turning back. He went and he put Sheker into the world. He wanted to devalue Moshe Rabbeinu. What he stood for, that was a melchama against the machlokes, against Hashem, and that put us down for the head to be obliterated and wiped out from this earth. Because there's no mokum for sheker. Kula hagala arts, kula k'ashim tichla, sheker is going to be obliterated, wiped off the map. Torah is what brings more truth into the world, and tzanis brings more falsities into the world. It's a challenge. It's a challenge of this world. The Alma the Choit is next world. This is the Alma the Sheker. Those people are trying to bring more Sheker into the world. Let's evaluate. Let's get our value straight, our value system straight. Let's know what's on top of the list, the top priorities. This is for Ben Zman, everybody said. Because we're going to have a lot of more priorities than Ben Zman, everybody said. Ben Zman, all of a sudden, there's a lot of priorities that make on the list. Let's get our priorities straight, boys. Let's value what we became, who we are, what we stand for. Let's go back proud. No matter what you accomplish in this world, you were in a yeshiva, boys. That's the most proudest and greatest accomplishment you can accomplish. No matter what people say, what people think. Stop with the jealous. Value who you are. Go back to America, wherever you're going to, with the feeling of pride. Of realization, of the accomplishment, of pride, that I'm sitting and learning Torah. Stand up for yourselves in that matzah. Don't let anybody put you down. Don't anybody make leitzonis of me. Be'ezah Hashem Yisbolach. We'll hopefully zirchah to that day very soon. The Kodesh Baruch will reveal the true emes to everybody. All the leitzonis, kula ka'ash and tichle, they'll fall by the wayside under the earth. The real, true revelation of Hashem Yisbolach, and his desire, his rutzel will come forth. And everybody will stand and say, Zeh hayoy ki vinu loy, magilav nislach avoy, lapoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the only one thing that the purpose of the world, as Mr. Yisham says in Perek Aleph, is land of Mizim Shidnosoy, I date Vegas, the mitzvahs and Torah, that's the only one thing. Zeh hayoyim ki vinu loy, magilav nislach avoy, when we say to that great day, Rabbi Yisrael, when the Kosh will reveal himself, everybody says that would be the real true Tafkin, because that was the Tafkin, and everybody will be running to Ladas is Hashem to learn his Torah, to understand his mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs. Zorcha b'koroif, Mashiach zikeinu, Zorcha that we shouldn't have to leave Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. One of the things that was down at the Koysel, that I shouldn't have to go, why did we, oh, I can't wait, I'm thinking, you know, I can't wait to get back, get my first coffee at, what's that place again?
Starbucks.
You don't even have to, used to be, you had to go out, now you go, I came off the airport, came to the airport a few one time, I know recently, and someone was, one of my tummies picking me up, Rebbe, Starbucks, what flavor, you know, with tea, and another, you want to get with tea, which type of tea, and the coffees, which type of coffee, and this, and that. I said, it's not called, so I don't eat and drink it, but that's on a person's mind. Mom, it's the first day, I can't wait to get to America to taste that bagel! Who knows if it's probably, who knows, it's probably chadosh. Who knows what it is? Can't wait to taste that Entenmann donut, but I said, oh, we're waiting. Mom, it's 45 weeks to eat that Entenmann donut. That's on his mind, but that's what he's thinking. I'm Chas V'Shalom, I'm sorry. In America, what does it stand for? Most of the guys think, if you think about it, what do you think, what's on your mind, everybody say, you're going back to America, what's the first thing you want to get to? Food. Some type of food that you missed here that you got to have. Starbucks, Entenmann's, Ring Dings, who knows, everybody say? Drake's Cakes, who knows what it is? It was the pizza, Mendelssohn's Pizza, I can't wait to get there. There's 750 types of pizza. Mama should come with a new pizza, banana pizza. It just came out. Unbelievable. You never tasted in your life. Bananas in the pizza. You never tasted it. Mamish, banana pizza. They're coming out with peanut butter and jelly pizza. An unbelievable new pizza they're coming out with. Skippy, you get crunchy peanut butter in the pizza if you want. Tastes unbelievable, Rosa. Every type of delicacy, anything you want on is that. And that's what they're living for, Rosa. Let's honest. We're missing the point. We're not saying you should enjoy the food, but that's going to be my whole Rotterdam, Rosa. I'm down by the Kaisel. Bring the base of Midish array, Rashamayim, Rashi, in the Rashon of Lamed. The base Midish will come down by itself. We don't have to even build it. It's going to come down by itself. The third base of Midish, just bring it down. Let's all stay here to serve. So you won't have the Starbucks coffee. We'll have much greater, the real truth. The Emes will come forth. We'll be happy. We'll be simcha. We'll be dancing for the simcha, the amitis. Everything false will leave us. We shouldn't have to go back. Be'ez Hashem should come right now, very soon, next few minutes. At least after mincha, we got to go out to mincha. We climb ircha, we're out on the Toshuv. The Vias, we see us, we came in the hay of your mouth.
Amen. Amen.